Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good
day. What's up, my friends? This is Oral Stimulation. You are listening to us on Extreme XM 165. In collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. I am, of course, Melissa, and am joined by my amazing co-host, Alex. How's it going tonight, Alex?
Doing good. Thanks for asking, Melissa, and yourself. How you doing tonight? Besides amazing. Looking amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Describe my outfit. I love this outfit.
Actually, can you stand up?
I can. So I will stand up for you. Sure.
You are wearing this purple. Was it plum colored?
It is plum. Yes.
Plum top. With, was it like a black total mini skirt? Showing a lot of leg, as always.
For a cold night.
And what'd you call that, like a little ribbon? Or is that a belt?
It's a ribbon.
My favorite, actually, accessory you have is your bracelet.
Thank you.
Looks like a nice cock ring.
This would make a great cock ring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So you got the whole outfit?
Yes.
We got it.
I didn't get the shoes, actually.
Oh, here.
You always wear the fanciest shoes.
I do. I'll sit down. I'll give you a good peek of the shoes. What do you think?
Yes. Black heels, yeah. Open toed.
Yeah.
That works.
Very dirty. Now I've got my stretching out of the way.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it all with all my floor later.
You are looking ravishing in your black hoodie over there.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain. I didn't even know, actually.
It's cold, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little chilly lately. I'm trying to stay a little warm with the little hoodie action.
You know what? When it's cold, there's this jacket that I always like to wear that someone stole from me. Never going to get it back.
Thief?
Devastated. Ex-boyfriend.
Well, ex-boyfriend, huh? Ex. Case of the exes.
So far, ex.
I guess it's a jacket that could be replaced. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's more precious than the ex. Okay. So we're going to be all over the place tonight. My notes are a mess. I'm just giving everyone fair warning. I don't know where this night's going to go. So stay tuned. Listen close. If you want to call in, 800-893-9562. Of course, you can always reach us on Twitter at OralStim or Gmail, oralstim@gmail.com. And our favorite place to be is facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. Now, I was recently messaged by someone in Australia. His name is Carl. So I'm super excited. We have callers or listeners on the other side of the world.
That's crazy.
Is that the coolest thing ever?
I wonder what time it is out there right now.
I have no idea.
Shout out to Carl.
How's it going? Thank you so much for listening. That's just the best thing ever. Okay, so something happened this week.
Love from down under.
Yes. That's always a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
But something happened this week that we need to discuss.
What's that?
Seriously.
What happened?
There was a problem. Your man let me down.
My man? What you know about my man?
Oh, I'm, of course, talking about the Pacquiao fight.
You mean the biting pride of the Philippines?
You're Filipino.
Yes, I am.
What was going on in his head?
He was knocked the fuck out. He was asleep.
Did you watch the fight?
Yeah, actually, I had. We got the fight at my house. I had some family and a few friends over. And it went silent. Actually, it was a really good fight. All the fights, I think, have been good. It could have gone either way.
It was what, the sixth round that he was knocked out?
Yeah, it was like he had a second left, I think. He was ahead on the scorecards. He got like, he was knocked down early, and then he knocked down Marquez. They're exchanging blows back and forth. I think at that point, it could have gone either way. Manny kind of had a little control of the fight at that point. And then he walked into his fist, and then he was out cold.
I'm so glad I didn't see the fight.
You didn't watch it at all?
No. My week is still ruined. We have a caller. Let's see what our caller thinks. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, over there. My name's Alex.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's good. I'm calling from Fresno.
From Fresno. All right. What's the weather like up there?
It's a little cold, but I got to tell you, baby, you're warming it up.
Warm it up for Melissa.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Yeah, I look at your picture on the Skid Row site, and I tell you, I get all wet now.
Oh, you're watching us on the video.
You're so sexy.
I'm loving your voice.
love your voice. So when's the last time you got fucked?
The last time? This morning. Yeah.
Really?
What
was his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
That guy, Alex, your partner, I think he's gay.
You think he's gay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, has he fucked you?
I'm very happy.
Not yet. You know what? He says he likes to take it slow, but I might agree with you. Maybe he does swing the other way.
If I were your partner, I'd fuck you.
Really? Now, how would you take me first?
I'd take your little skirt off, I'd bend you over the table in the studio, and I'd just fucking stick it in you.
Oh, right in the studio, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so now, are you the kind of guy who likes to let his lady come first, or are you just gonna take it all and go home?
Oh, no, baby, I'll take care of you. I make sure you squirt all over that studio good.
That's amazing. I don't know what to say. Is Alex watching?
You would need a mop in that place. There would be your squirts hanging from the ceilings. It'd be like a rainforest in there.
A rainforest. You know what? We could use a little bit of ambiance in here, so that might actually improve things a little bit.
Am I making you wet, baby?
You are. This is so hot. Can we get Alex in on this, too?
No, actually, I'm more of a voyeur. I don't mind watching.
Okay,
keep going.
You're
going
to watch outside the window?
Oh, yeah. I might actually rub one out while you guys do it.
Well, so you got a little toy in your purse you can pull out for me.
Where's that banana you had? She had a banana in there. Maybe she can pull it out.
I did have a banana earlier. I pulled that out, though.
I want you to put it back in.
Oh, you are getting dirty, aren't you?
I'm feeling that you got me all worked up.
So you listen to a lot of our shows?
I listen every week.
And then that gets you all excited, huh?
Oh, yeah. I go crazy when I listen to your voice. It just turns me on.
I love it. So, what's been your favorite topic so far?
I just like hearing your voice. You could read the old pages and I would come.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. I love hearing that.
I sometimes can't make it through the whole show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're killing me here, Alex. I'm loving listening to your voice. I think your fantasizing is amazing.
I'm not like some goony, ugly guy. I'm very, very attractive.
Are you really? Can you describe yourself for me?
I'm got a mustache. I'm about 5'10".
Really?
200 pounds.
Can you do me a favor?
Body fat.
Can you take your pants off for me?
They were never on.
Oh, wow. Nothing. So you're not wearing anything right now?
I'm completely naked. I've got my black work socks on. That's it.
Ooh, that's hot. Do you happen to have a shaved head, Alex?
No.
No? Can you do that for me?
You want me to do what?
Uh-huh.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to shave everything, and then I want you to stroke it for me.
Okay, I'll do that. You're really lucky. I don't work with you. When you giggle. I like when you giggle. Giggle for me some more. Giggle.
Giggle. You're making me blush now.
Giggle some more.
Where are your hands, Alex?
Giggle some more, giggle. Oh, I love it when you giggle.
Oh my gosh, Alex. This is a great way to start the show. Thank you so much for calling in. What are you going to do for the rest of it? Are you going to make it through this show?
I'm hoping to make it. Alex seems like a nice guy, but when he talks, it's a buzzkill. I lose it. I just need to hear your voice.
Well,
you breathe heavy for me. You breathe heavy for me. Breathe heavy for me.
Oh, gosh. I'm actually going to be talking all night long about my favorite positions.
You know my favorite position.
What is your favorite position?
My head between your legs.
Oh, really? What are you going to do with your head down there?
I'm gonna lick you so good.
Are you gonna use your fingers too?
I'm gonna tease you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tease you till you can't take it. You're gonna be moaning with delight.
Are you gonna use your fingers too?
Everything. I'm gonna be slow. I'm gonna be so slow.
Oh.
I'm gonna tease your little clit, Melissa. I'm gonna tease your little clit, Melissa.
You're kind of turning me on now, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sounding pretty hot. I don't know if I can take all this. You are quite a tease, aren't you?
I'm a big tease, and I would be teasing you.
Are you gonna tease me with your big cock, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you doing over there?
I just dropped something.
Oh, can you pick it up for me?
I did. I should go. My wife's about to come home.
Oh, don't get in trouble. Can you come for me before you go?
That's too much pressure.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
No, because I use a pump.
If I do a little bit of moaning, will you go ahead and come for me?
No, because I use a pump.
Oh, really? You like to use toys?
No, because, I mean, I get an erection with a pump.
Oh, that sounds hot.
I'm 73 years old.
Oh, really? How about if I pump it up for you?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah? You want me to pump it nice and hard for you?
Yeah.
Come on, I'll pump it, and you keep moaning. You tell me how you're going to come.
Okay, I pumped the Viagra before I called.
Ooh, wow. Are you going to come on my face? You going to make it dirty for me?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me about it. Keep talking. I want to hear this. I want to hear you come. I want to hear you get dirty for me.
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
My daughter just walked in. I
gotta go. All right, I think I'm about to get my nut. Ooh, gosh, that was kind
of hot. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Keep going,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, come on. You guys have the same name. Why don't you finish it off now, Alex?
Do I need some Kleenex or something?
Was it the daughter that turned you on?
Oh, yeah.
Walking in?
Oh, yeah. I think that surprise, you know, always being caught is always like adds some intensity.
Ooh, yeah, so you like it caught? When you're discovered? Like you want to be low key, but then if someone does discover you, like,
yeah, I think
that
like,
keeps it going?
Well, maybe not like that, but maybe more or less, maybe like in public places.
Ah.
We kind of talked about that last week.
Yeah, you want to get caught, don't you?
I miss the whacking it in public discussion.
Oh, I'm not really man. Whacking it.
Oh, man.
I think more
I
or less like in the.
There.
I think more or less kind of like, you know, like doing it or the.
Yeah, we talked about actually doing it in nature.
Ooh, I enjoy.
You missed our whole canoe sex thing. Minnie, let me fill you in. My latest obsession is getting banged in a canoe on the water. But actually, one of our listeners from last week sent me a message in our Gmail inbox. And she said she found a glass bottom boat.
Oh,
taking it up a notch, right?
That would be sexy. You can look at the fishies underneath you.
Yes. You can see all that seaweed floating below you.
Is that really cool? I mean.
Yes.
What if you saw like a shark? You're like or something.
You're like, in a boat. It's not going to get you.
I know, but would that freak you out a little bit?
I'll keep you safe.
Really? You and your arms? Okay. You keep me safe. Me and my life vest will be safe.
Yeah. It's going to be good. So, well, I don't even know where we are. We've had a crazy caller, and we've gone back to canoe sex already. I told you we were going to be all over the place tonight. Mindy, we're so happy to have you back.
I'm happy to be back.
You had a good trip.
Yeah,
to
I was
Midwest.
Sick, and then I went on a vacation, and now I'm back. Yes.
Yeah, I'll be focused tonight. I took my Adderall.
Oh,
good.
So I
smoked my weed, so.
So keep a good balance tonight on the show.
Nice. Yay. All right. Again, for our listeners out there, we are on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. You can reach us live at Oral Stim on Twitter, or you can call in 800-893-9562. So on the topic of toys and positions and all kinds of dirty sex things, have you ever used a pump, Alex?
No, actually, I've never have.
Doesn't that sound kind of hot?
You know what? I've seen it like used like on videos and stuff, but I've never actually personally had it done.
I remember it'd be good, like on your clit. Oh,
I remember being at a bachelor party, and the bachelor was tied up, and the girls brought out a pump to make sure he was up.
Really?
And I had never seen a guy fight so hard not to get his dick up. He like was like WrestleMania. He like was trying to beat up like three girls holding him down.
While he was tied up?
The girls were had his arms down. They tied him down so he wouldn't get up.
Just his arms?
Yeah. Well, arms and legs. One girl held the legs and two girls held the arms. Like they put their weight on him. And then the other girl brought out a penis pump. He pulled down his pants. And everyone's like, oh shit, what's going on? They all looked away. And they see, no, you're the... We're like, oh. And at that point, he just like raised that all strength to push everybody off.
Oh my gosh. So did he get hard?
You know what? I kind of went to get food at that point.
Alex.
Dude, it was a bad... The guy was about to get married. I wasn't trying to check out his junk.
But that's the perfect time to check out a guy's junk, right before they get married.
Yeah, but me checking out a guy's junk isn't really my forte to begin with.
Listen, we need your stories here.
My stories?
About guy's junk.
Chuck, you're asking the wrong guy. But if I need to, I know some people that know some people that know people about junk.
Okay. Do you ever use toys in the bedroom when you're with a girl?
Yeah, mostly like a vibrator.
Does she bring it up or do you?
I think it depends on the moon or an accessory. Like, I mean, I've been with women where we've gone to like a store and picked up maybe like a new paddle, like a furry paddle or like a dildo.
Where can you get those? Target?
I guess you can. We were actually, the one we went to was actually at a Brookstone.
No way.
Yeah, we got a nice little vibrator from Brookstone.
Oh, three nice speeds. Massager.
Yeah, three speeds.
Mm.
And we put it to work.
Man, I've had this vibrator for years. I have a whole box full of them, but...
Is it battery operated or is it plug-in?
No, it's battery operated. I've only changed the batteries once. It's like the most amazing thing ever.
Really? Does it have a name?
No.
I mean, like, what's the name of the toy? Or is it like, not that you have a name for it. It's all you call it Rocky.
I don't know. It's like candy cane striped. It's, I'll paste candy the cane link striped? For it. Yeah, and it's
talk
super
about
cheap
being
too.
Like seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
Since it is perfect. Like the holiday season.
Yeah. I should get another one.
We should go shopping for one.
Can I
go with you?
Yeah.
Take you?
Okay.
Is it just like a vibrator, or does the head turn? Does it twist? Are there balls on it? I mean, like bearings and stuff like that. Balls.
No, it's totally straightforward. Just, it's not even that big. It's not tiny, but it's like just normal size. But it can get really powerful.
Does it take away from like the stimulation wise? I mean, is it like rubbing on your clit? Is it rubbing internally on your G spot?
Oh yeah, no, I never put it inside.
Do you just rub it on the outside on your clit?
Yeah, that thing can make me come in like. Under 2 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you could just get a quickie and boom, done?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
But do you, like, finger bang yourself while you do it, or just strictly outside clitoral stimulation?
No, just outside.
Okay.
I come easily.
Really?
Really.
You don't need to go inside for the ladies to get off.
Yeah.
Most guys don't realize that.
You don't need to go inside?
No, guys
if
think
I'm
they
whacking
need to pound
it,
harder.
Like, I can easily whack it without sticking anything inside me.
But
you guys
do
have
you...
some... wind going on in there?
Yeah, sorry. It's breezy in here. I got a lot of dudes. They got a lot of ass.
The mini was cutting air.
Not me, them.
Some cake farting happening in there, perhaps?
Maybe, the male version.
Ooh.
That's a party for you, Mindy.
Yay, I know. Man ass spectacular.
Whoa.
There you go. But do you like grab yourself when you do it? Like, do you like grab your tits or rub yourself? I mean, are you just straight vibrator to the clit?
No, I barely even take my clothes off.
Really?
Yeah, I guess it depends on why I'm whacking it. Like, if I'm home alone for like 5 hours, I'm like, man, I'm just going to have a whack in it day. Maybe I'll like, like take my pants off or whatever. But
I've had those days.
Yeah.
I could go to the bank, but why? Once a year.
So at that point, how many times do you think you've gotten yourself off?
Like in one day?
In one day, yeah. Like you yourself?
I think like 11 for me.
Oh, wow.
Is this within like a few hours?
Oh, I mean, no.
A 24-hour span?
This would be like I probably went through puberty like most teenage boys where I was like whacking it nonstop every day.
So once you found it, you're like, wait, did I really find what I found? Thought I found?
Yeah.
I could do it again and again and again?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
How about you, Melissa? Can you top 11?
No. My number is like 6.
Okay.
11, that's impressive because I have other things
to
do.
Once you do it once, you can kind of keep going within like the same hour and then go back to your normal life and then later that day.
That always happens. I always take a shower and then, you know, like it's hot and steamy, so you don't want to get dressed right away. And then before you know it, you're just laying down and then you're kind of bored and then you're like, I don't have anything to do for 3 hours.
Wait, yeah. I have to ask a question because I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
Like say if you're in the shower and like the water's like streaming down and just happens to spray like along your clit. Do you get any kind of stimulation?
Okay, first of all, it never just happens to spray along your clit.
Well, I mean like if you're in a position or you like just happen to be.
You have to really contort yourself to get into that position.
Okay, so if you sat there or if you stood there and you spread open your pussy lips.
Yeah, that's more reality.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you ran through your, the water ran through your clit. What would you at that point kind of do it or no?
It's kind of hot, but you do have to really like twist yourself around so you can't hold that position, you know?
Yeah. And at that point, you could kind of get some kind of sensation.
Yeah. It looks like we have a caller here.
I hope it's Alex to call back.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, how you doing? It's me. My name is George.
George, how's it going tonight?
I'm going well now that I'm listening to you.
Oh, thank you. Where are you from?
I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Boston? I graduated from UMass Boston.
I was wondering one thing. If you know, I got a little kink, a little fetish.
What do you got?
Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
Please share.
Of course. Yeah, I'm a little shy to tell you, but it's kind of weird. And I carry on a briefcase, a Samsonite briefcase, full of full of a crow feather. I have a duck feather. I have a swan feather in there, and I have a goose feather in there.
Okay.
You know, and what I try to do with women is before I do anything with them, we get naked. You know, I'm hooking up with them. I take the fucking briefcase out, and I like to. It just revs me up and turns me on so goddamn much. I tickle their pussies
with feathers
for as long as they'll let me.
That's actually kind of hot.
Does that turn you on?
Of course, yeah. Have you ever tried like a turkey feather or maybe like a pheasant feather, something a little firmer?
Do you like that type of stuff? Because it's like, I have it in the back of my I have a BMW car, and before, so a lot of times I end up banging in the back seat, and I pull it out, right? I run back, I get it, come inside, open it up, and then I start doing my thing. Sometimes the girls don't like that, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's hot. So
I used to work at the Museum of Science, right? I got an extinct dodo bird feather.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering if me and you one night we could get together and we could reckon, you know, try it out. I sterilized the feather for you and you know, I think you would like it. It would turn you on a little bit, you know?
So what do you do? Do you go up and down with the feather? Do you go side to side over the lips?
I got this wrist, right? My wrist has the swivel motion. Mm-hmm. Like of just nobody can match the swivel motion in my wrist.
Ooh.
And women will come. They come like doves.
Oh, from the feather.
It's just ridiculous the way they scream, and it's just a beautiful thing, you know. And do you find that weird? Do you find that kinky? Because half the time the girls end up yelling at me. And they tell me to get off of me. You're fucking weird. And you know, the other time, you know, maybe I'm over-exaggerating because 50% of the time is, I think, an exaggeration. I'll say 75 to 80% of the time I end up fucking everything up.
Oh, no, no. That's definitely high. You want to bring toys and accessories into...
Yeah, but they tend to think it's weird. It's like, I pull out a feather... And it's just a weird type of thing. They think I'm sick, you know, just some type of guy that needs to be put in a mental institution.
No, you got to find the right kind of girl that's into the same thing you are. Because that's definitely a turn on. A guy who knows how to use his hands and knows how to use toys.
Have you ever seen a guy put both his thumbs in a pussy? You know, like thumb a pussy? Like, and I'm like Cisco and Ebert, giving them two thumbs up. You know, that's how I think of myself to make myself giggle. So I'm fucking thumbing them real fast. Wicked.
Ooh,
you know, it's a funny thing, but it's I thumb pussy. You ever hear of guys thumbing pussy? I know guys finger pussy, but I like thumbing pussy. The things that I do, the nature of the way I do it, sometimes it comes off very weird, and some girls just don't like me. What's wrong? I'm at a loss of I'm starting to get, you know, insecure about my sexuality.
I think you're just with the wrong girls because everything you're doing sounds right.
Yeah, nothing
everything,
wrong with
it. Are you sure about that? That doesn't in any type of way make you feel like this guy is just a sicko. He's a weirdo. He, you know?
No, not at all. I mean, from a guy's standpoint, I don't think there's a problem with anything you said. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a Fonzie.
Hey,
that's cool, right?
I want to talk to the woman. What's the woman's name?
Her name's Melissa.
Melissa, I want to talk. I want to hear the tone and the bass of your tone and your voice. I want to talk to Melissa. I'm sorry for being a little bit rude and upfront, but Melissa, this is somebody that turns me on and revs me up. I can have a woman's perspective because a man's perspective. I've talked to my friends and they tend to just fucking call me, you know, every name you've heard of, and you know they frown upon what I do, but I just have to do it. I want to hear Melissa, the woman, the fucking sexy girl's voice that I hear, you know, every Wednesday.
No, I don't have a problem with that at all. I was just trying to help you find your sexuality. A second ago, you were questioning it, so now at least now you found it.
See, now you know you are definitely into women.
I want to hear the woman's perspective, though.
Well, let me tell you, we think this is very hot. We think it's a good thing that a guy knows what he's doing. I love the idea of the thumb technique because you can get the thumbs going. And then you can use your fingers
to get
in there. Make it all nice.
The only problem with the thumbing, right? The thumbing is you look weird when you're thumbing. It's like halfway. I'm giving like somebody a thumbs up, but it gets stuck in, you know, somehow.
Well, don't
I know it
worry
sounds
about
weird,
how
but it
you
gets,
look.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like going fast. It's just a weird like thing to look at when I'm doing it, you know?
Don't look at it. Just go with how it feels.
It's fucking Fonzie.
You know, just a weird way. It's just a weird thing, I guess.
I think it's good.
Also, I have another question. Forget my sexuality for a second. If
sure.
You can please answer this for me. Another weird question for the woman. I'm sorry, but I just need a woman's perspective. Melissa, can you hear me out?
Yep. What do you got for us?
When a woman, sometimes I feel like women take shits too, right? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but they take craps, they take shits, and they're at the club, maybe they drink too much Jaeger, and now the stomach's rumbling, and the juice gets loose, and the caboose, and they gotta go too, just like a man, you know, and I know it sounds weird, but how do women stay smelling good, and like, from the ass, you know? I mean, do you have wet wipes in your trunk, or your bag,
no,
or your
no,
purse?
No.
I've
know
always
what?
Wanted this.
Alright, I'll tell you straight up, girls do
okay.
not poop. So we really appreciate your call.
Poop.
Thank you so much for calling in. Like I told you, girls don't poop. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about farting. None of that nasty stuff.
I think you're in denial. I don't think you want to talk about it. I think everybody does it.
For all of our listeners, again, you're on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. You can reach us at 800-893-9562. I think we're going to go to a little break, and when we come back, I've got 20 dirty questions for Alex. We will be right back. Thanks, guys. No, we won't be right back. Okay, never mind. We're going to keep talking. So We've had two great calls so far, haven't we, Alex?
Yeah, we haven't really got into the positions, actually.
No, because we've been talking about toys and bringing up different accessories.
Well, I know we brought up, like, the whole canoe thing.
You know what someone brought up?
What's that?
That sounds really good. And this isn't really a toy or an accessory, but it's actually champagne.
Champagne?
Dripping down a fresh-shaved pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to paint a picture for me. How would this work out?
Okay, well, I'm thinking a fresh pussy. Oh, so smooth, right?
Yeah.
I love feeling my skin after it's shaved. But you take that bubbly champagne and you just drip it down a little bit. And I think you get that effervescent sensation on the skin.
Okay. And then at that point, you kind of pour into it?
Yeah.
And
doesn't it sound good? And then lick it up.
So ice cold champagne?
Yeah, of course it's got to be cold. Let's see what our next caller thinks about this. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi, Matt. My name is Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
California.
California. Best place to be. How's it going tonight?
Pretty good. I've seen your show online. I've never actually listened. But then I saw that you were looking for callers, and I thought, hey, I can call.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, what's up? You just need to know if I like it straight or pretzel. Is that right?
Do you like it? Do you like to twist a girl up into a pretzel shape?
I love it, like, when she's, like, all rolled up in a ball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you taking her from behind?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so she could be
on her side, or she could be on her knees. Either way. But laying on the side is really nice.
Oh, you know what? You're absolutely right, because I was with this guy recently who, he was taking me from behind, doggy style, standard, and then he kind of rolled me over onto my side, and I thought, you know, I was going to go into missionary, but he stopped halfway.
Right.
So my legs were split, and he was sitting up. It was hot.
So it's like your total, like, fetal position style?
Fetal position sounds kind of sick, though, doesn't it? You don't want to.
I'm sick and twisted. Yeah. That's how I roll.
But yeah, fetal position, yeah.
Okay, good. So when was the last time you did that?
March.
March? Do you have a date for me?
No, I don't think so.
And who was the lucky girl?
That would have been my wife.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So you guys like to experiment in your marriage then, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Have you guys ever taken things a little too far?
She is a little bit more wild than I am. I don't really like to cause pain.
Okay.
And she sometimes does, but I don't like that.
Ooh, does she scratch you or bite you?
No, it's the other way. She likes me to do things that could hurt her, and I'm not willing to do that. Yeah.
You know what, though? If you kind of do it a little more gently than you would expect, she would like it. She'll still get the sensation, but you won't actually hurt her.
Right.
Or use clothespins. Things like that. That's kind of hot. Do you ever put... Okay, well, we lost him, so...
Maybe his daughter walked in, too.
All right, so I think we're going to go to break now.
I think people, they get off and they hang up on us.
Ooh, that could be... That's hot. Okay, so we're going to go to break, and then I've got some questions for you.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Coram Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Okay, I gotta say the Pacific. Ah, fuck, I hate my voice. Fuck! Hate it. Jesus Christ, I hate this shit. Oh, man. Do you guys like talking to me and hearing my voice? Because I would fucking hate it.
Stop right there.
Let's try it again. That's not right, right? Yeah. Let me try it again. Please listen Pacific time. Hi, this is Vince. Listen. Ah, fuck. Everybody's looking at me and shit. You guys are probably noticing how fat I am right now. You're like, man, how sweaty I am. Hi, this is, you're listening to the wrap-up show with Gary Jabate and John Hine on Howard 101. Hey, this is Vince. Listen to the More Music Radio Pod every Thursday night, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time on SkidRowStudios.com. Fuck your mama.
Hey, everyone. You're back with Melissa and Alex on Oral Stimulation. Of course, we are on Extreme XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We are back and we actually have a caller. So, hi, caller. What's your name? Hello? Okay, maybe our caller got nervous. So we're going to get right into our questions here. Are you ready?
I'm kind of nervous, actually.
You should be.
I should be?
Yeah, I wrote these up because these are all the things I want to know about you. Yeah? So let's see here. Let's get right into it.
Okay. Oh, I think we lost our caller. Oh. Someone came back and lost them.
Number one. Okay, caller, if you can hear us, call back in. We want to hear what you have to say. Number one, Alex, do you like talking dirty in bed?
Yes.
What do you say?
I want to fuck you, my little whore.
Really? You go straight for like the dirty, huh?
Of course.
Okay.
I think it depends on my mood, but usually it's like, I can't wait to get my dick inside of you, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. All right. So here's our caller again. Hi, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Mark. What's your name?
How's it going, Mark? I am Melissa. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Do you have a question for us?
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I want to know what your favorite thing to do is before you fuck.
Take my clothes off.
What do you usually do after that?
My favorite thing to do.
I'm a virgin. I mean, I've never had sex before, so I mean, I just want you to tell me like how to do it.
Okay. Well, the first thing you want to do is get a girl nice and warmed up. So my favorite thing that a guy does is he bites and kisses the back of my neck, and that makes me instantly wet. Of course, I love when a guy rubs his hands gently up and down my back and my arms. Just kind of gives your whole body that tingly sensation.
Wow, that just turned me on so much. Usually what I usually like, I wish I could do this to girls. I'd love to just eat their pussy out.
Yeah?
No, I would just love to eat their pussy out for hours until they couldn't take any more. And then I usually just stick my dick right in there and just keep going as long as I can.
Yeah, that's good too, but you know what? If you're going to eat a girl out, you need to refine your technique. You can't just go straight in there all crazy because you'll actually make her numb and you're going to kill the whole thing. So start slow.
I usually like to start off soft just around the edges and then just slowly just maneuver and just circular motions after that.
Yeah, perfect.
What would you suggest me to do?
I would suggest you work over the entire area. I mean, from the knees up to the belly button. Pay attention to
Do you ever like it if a guy, like, licks your asshole? Because I'm into that, too.
You know what? That's hot if you're in the right mood. So make sure the girl's ready for it and then go for it. Don't just go in there, you know, after she's had Indian food or something.
Yeah, how will I know if the girl's in the mood for me to lick her asshole?
Well, it's really important for you to communicate with your partner. You kind of start out, using your fingers and kind of working your way around the area. If she freaks out, don't push it any farther. But if she kind of opens up to it and she gets into it, then you'll definitely know. Start by eating her pussy and work your way down a little bit. Go a little bit lower and lower. And if she kind of raises her hips up and lets you in there, then go for it.
Awesome. I appreciate the advice. I have a question, though.
Yes.
Personal question. Would you prefer anal sex or regular sex?
You know what? I've never done anal. So I'm going to have to say regular.
That's
excited.
That's actually crazy. I love. I fucked more girls in the ass than I have fucked more in the pussies.
A virgin that's fucked more girls in the ass than the pussy. Look at that. That's impressive, Mark, for sure. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate
it. You caught me.
I'm not
a virgin. I've only had sex a handful of times. I'm not a virgin, but I haven't had too much though.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way.
I was just trying to get some advice just before I can get on my way.
Well, definitely take it slow and pay attention to what your partner likes, and you will do good. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Looks like we have another caller here.
Blown up tonight.
Yeah, this is cool. Are they coming? Maybe they're already coming. That's why we can't get to them. Okay, so it takes some time to get there. Here we go. Hi, caller. What's your name?
I'm calling from New York City.
What's your name, New York City?
Jaime. Oh. New York City, Jaime.
All right. How's it going tonight there?
Oh, things are good, baby. I'm going to tell you, you got a voice that's just making me crazy.
Ooh, thank you.
Yeah, and you know what I like about you is you get right to the point. I'm going to get right to the point. Can I ask you a question, sweetie?
Yes, what do you have for me?
What do you taste like, baby?
Oh, you know what? I love answering that question because I'm a vegetarian. And it is well known that vegetarians taste better. So it's very sweet, very smooth.
Here's what I want you to do for honey in New York City, okay? I want you to take that middle finger of your right hand, and I want you to stick it in the honey nest. And I want you to taste it right now and tell me exactly what it tastes like. What veggie are we talking about? Stick it in now. Do this for Jaime. Put it in the little honey nest.
Melissa, listen.
Come on, Melissa.
Do it.
You got a skirt on.
I do have a skirt
easy
on.
Easy access.
Put that skirt up, and let's do something here, baby.
Yeah. Oh, you
move your underwear to the side.
What if Melissa stuck the finger up there, pulled it out, and then to get some real perspective, Alex can sniff and describe for us?
Whatever it takes. I really want the image of, I want to think of Melissa sticking that sweet finger from her honey nest into that little love hole she calls a mouth.
What's the honey flavor? Tell us about the honey, Melissa.
Let's change the subject, sweetheart. I want you to take that finger and stick it in your little honey nest. It's a honey nest. That's what I call it, a honey nest.
Melissa, don't worry. It's your own, so it's okay.
That is true. Well, I already know what my own tastes like. It's very sweet.
I want to know what it tastes like tonight.
Do it for Jaime. Do it for our listener.
Do it for our listeners.
Yes.
I want to know what that honey tastes like. It got a little kick to it tonight, baby?
No, never. It's always sweet.
Well, I imagine you're a spicy girl. I think it got a little kick to it.
No, it's very sweet. Very smooth.
I bet it is. You are a sweetie.
You know what? I'm actually going to let Alex taste it later, I think. He's been looking at me all night long, and it's making me nervous. I'm ready to find out what he has planned for after the show.
I want to know what I got planned after the show.
What do you have planned for after the show?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take care of some business.
I'm going to
tell you right now, what I want you to do, Melissa, I'll send you a $100 bill if you send me those panties you're wearing right here on that show.
Are you wearing panties tonight?
Of course I am. I'm a lady, Alex.
What color?
They're black.
Let me verify. Let me see.
They are. I'll show you. Look.
Take them off, baby. Take them off and hold them up with the camera. I'm watching you on TV.
Yep, she's wearing black panties.
I told you.
Take those panties off and hold them up to the camera, baby.
Melissa, $100. Send it to our listener,
please. Hold them up to that camera, baby.
I'll send them to you.
Come on, put it on that Ustream. Let me see that thing. Hold it up like a surrender, like the flag. You just wave it in the air. Let me see that, baby.
You got to make sure.
Hold those black.
Make sure he's flashing that $100.
You take that thong off, baby. You take that thong off, baby. Hold that up for you, Stream. Come on, baby.
Oh my gosh. You know what? You send me $100, I will send them to you. How about that?
Baby, I'm not telling you to take your skirt off, sweetie. I'm just telling you to take the panties off. Come on, baby. I want some oral stimulation.
That's not oral.
And I want some visual stimulation.
All right, you keep watching through the end of the show, and I will see if I can get those for you, all right? Thank you.
Pull those panties off. I want to see them.
All right, well, you keep watching. Thank you so much for calling
in. I mean, I'll steal them for you tonight. I'll make sure you get them.
That's kind of interesting, huh?
What, that you have listeners that want your panties?
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty admirable.
Ooh, okay.
You got some fans.
We have another caller here. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi, it's Greg.
Hi, Greg. Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
L.A. How's it going tonight?
Not too bad. I've been having fun listening to the show. You had some pretty funny East Coast callers tonight.
Right? It's late. They must be drunk over there.
I think so. I think 12-12-12 must have really done a number on them.
Greg, I totally forgot about that. It is 12-12-12. How are you celebrating tonight?
I am celebrating by just relaxing, actually, watching you guys on the live stream and just enjoying the show. It's going good.
Oh, so we do have people looking for my panties, huh?
Yes.
Don't let our fans down, Melissa.
I know. I might show them by the end of the night.
Make sure they all listen to the end of the show. That way you could show them at the end.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Do you have a question for us, Greg, or are you just calling to say hi?
Just calling to say hi. Just wanted to say you guys do a great job. It's a fun show.
Oh, and, you're so sweet.
And, you know, you need to, I think every night you need to talk about grilled cheese, by the way, when you do the show.
Greg, you know I love that grilled cheese. Thank you so much for calling. We'll talk to you
soon. Before you hang up.
Yeah.
If we auction off Melissa's panties tonight, would you bid on them?
Oh, definitely.
You guys started at 100. And just thoughts for the next show, since we have a few callers that are interested in her panties.
I think that would be a good thing. We could donate to charity.
Absolutely. Ooh, there's a few Skid Row itself.
Charity in my refrigerator.
There you
Thank
go.
You so much for calling, Greg. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for the call, Greg.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
$100? Just for that? Just to take them off?
Show used panties.
Mm-hmm.
We could do an auction. A silent auction online or something.
That's really big in Japan.
Yeah, this is America. We're talking American U.S. dollars right now.
They want to sniff them over there.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I hear they have vending machines of used ladies' panties.
Yeah, they keep them sealed in plastic bags, keep the essence in. We actually have another caller.
Boom,
Look
boom,
at
boom.
That. Look how we were doing tonight. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Melissa.
Yes.
Hello, this is Mountain Dew.
Hey, Mom, how's it going?
Hey. How you doing, huh?
Very good. What do you have going on tonight?
This guy from Texas.
Just doing the regular fucking drinking beer. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just
where
the
are
way
you from?
I do it, you know. I'm from New Jersey.
All the East Coast.
Newark. So how you doing tonight? I was wondering, how many black guys how many black guys sweated on you? If you don't mind my asking.
You know what is interesting? Actually, I have never been with a black guy.
Never?
No, I actually prefer the brown sugar. I like the Asian guys, the Indian guys, those exotic looking.
Little Asian guy. You like the little cocks?
Oh, you know what? That is totally a stereotype. I've seen plenty of Asian cocks. And
well,
they
I heard
are
they had small cock
nice.
Disease. Eh?
No. Oh, have you seen any Asian cocks?
Well, I've seen one before in my time, in my threesome that I had the other, I'll say about last year. Mm-hmm. And the guy had to tie his condom into two knots because he couldn't fit in it. He rolled it down half a little fucking 2-inch pecker. And the rest of it, this is a Chinese trick. He ties the rest of it into knots so it drags on the G-spot.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of hot, actually. So you were in a threesome with another guy and two other guys or one other guy?
An Asian guy.
And?
As a matter of fact. Yeah, and he had a small pecker. but he tied the condom into a couple knots, and I guess it drags against the G-spot, and the girl gets off. Well, I can attest to that fact.
Mm-hmm.
She fucking comes, and, I came very fast, but I might have to try, but I have a big cock, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's about 8 inches long. I would say about Pepsi can width. And I don't know why I didn't last so long this time, but the Asian guy, the guy can fucking fuck. I'll give him that. He's got some type of hips fucking, they just move and just incredibly.
You know what I would suggest you do?
He's got some type of rhythm and it just, I don't know. I came fast.
That's good. I would suggest you take up jiu-jitsu because I've heard guys who are into the martial arts know how to work their hips. Have you heard that before?
Sometimes I fuck like a squirrel or a rabbit, wicked fast. You know, just the pace is incredible, you know? But the Asian guy had some type of rhythm with, I thought I could outdo him, but he had a little pekka and it was better.
Well,
simple as that.
Keep trying.
My New Jersey cock couldn't keep up with this little Chinese little pekka. It was small, but I guess he had it going on, you know, to the break of dawn. As a matter of fact, it just kept going on and on and on and on and on. And I was sitting there trying to jerk off the internet porn and with a half-hard cock, you know, as a matter of fact.
Well, they're hard workers. They know how to keep it going. I would suggest you give him a call, see what made him last so long, and then report back to us. All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Wow.
There's not another caller?
No, there's not another caller. So, Alex, we're going to get back to these questions. We've made it through one.
I think it was the dirty talk. That was all it was.
Yeah,
it
was.
You better get on it.
You didn't even get to the dirty talk. And you're already getting some calls here. So let's get to the next one. Our Chinese friend there was using a condom in a new kind of way. Have you ever used toys in bed?
Used toys in bed, yes.
Did you bring them out? Did she bring them out?
But it's mutual, actually.
Yeah?
There's times when I've done it and there's times when...
Let me ask you this. This isn't on the list, but if you've got, and maybe Mindy, you know, you've got a box of toys, right? And you use them with your partner. And then you're no longer with that partner. What do you do with those? Do you get rid of them? You can't use them on the next guy. That would be weird. What do you do? Do you send them on their way with them?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking anyone who knows, because this is a real dilemma here.
I donate them to Goodwill.
Okay.
I don't really have sexy toys.
Oh, that's right.
I don't. I just do the weird stuff.
Maybe someone can call in on that, actually. 800-893-9562. And again, you are, of course, listening to us on Extreme XM 165. In collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. Yeah, because I've got a whole box here, and I don't know what to do with them.
You should put them in that Samsonite briefcase with the feathers.
Donate them to the feather guy?
Yeah.
That's actually not...
Give him more weapons for his artillery.
That's kind of hot, because I've seen those little feathers on a stick, and I wouldn't mind if a guy pulled that out on me.
And tickled your vagina?
Mm-hmm. That would be hot, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. Let's get to question number three.
Okay.
I know you already think you are, so why do you think you're a good kisser? What makes you good?
I kiss slow and not sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a technique.
That is a good technique to have.
I think that's key for me.
Do you lead or do you let her lead?
I usually lead. I'm the type with that. I would grab the girl by the hips, pull her toward me, and then just go at it. Or if it's one of those things where I mean, like, I'm holding her hands. I'd put them, like, above her head, behind her head. And then I would go right in and, like, kiss her.
That's good.
Yeah, I think the timing position is always key and stuff like that.
Definitely.
I think that's what makes it memorable.
All right, number four. Would you have sex with porn playing in the background?
Yes.
Could you focus?
Yes.
Would you try to emulate what you see going on TV?
I think it's kind of all the same thing at one point. So I wouldn't like play like monkey see, monkey do.
Right.
Not like totally copycat, but I think I would totally
get some ideas.
Yeah.
Try to work at that point,
it's pretty simple. You know, it's like, you know, me on top, her on top, doggy style, one way or the other, and then the money shot.
Okay. There we go. All right, number five.
Yeah.
Have you ever skinny dipped?
Yes.
Really?
I have a pool in my backyard, so yes.
Oh, so all the time?
Not all the time. Probably not right now. The pool isn't heated, so probably not now.
Heat that thing up. I'll go with you.
Okay.
Do you prefer sex in the morning, noon, or night?
All day, all night.
All day, all night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who needs a job?
Well, because actually, yeah, you could. I mean, you could wake up to it, which is always a good thing.
Uh-huh.
You get a little nooner in, a little quickie. And at night, before you go to bed, I think it's always good.
Nice. All right. If you could, what kind of sexy outfit would you dress a girl in? Either to take her out or to keep her in for the night.
You know what? I'm big on just like a literally like lingerie, but just a trench coat. Any kind of trench coat with just practically like underwear and a bra and underwear underneath.
Yeah.
Like maybe some leggings. Yeah.
You'd sit at home and what?
No. Okay. So say I was at home and the girl I'm talking to comes over. If she comes over with literally like just like a trench coat, walks through the door, takes it off and we just go at it. I would definitely go that way.
Oh, I like that. That's nice. Okay.
Okay.
So we're on to number eight now. Have you ever wanted to hook up with a close friend or maybe even one of our callers here?
Yeah. I've always wanted to hook up with close friends. I think at one point or another, I think you're attracted to somebody, whether at the beginning of the relationship or you learn to get to know them and then towards the end. I think that goes through my mind all the time.
All the time?
Yeah. People you interact with, just like you. You say when you look at people, you imagine like their fuck face, what kind of moans they make or if they're a moaner or a screamer.
Yeah, but same way. Once I get to know them, I don't think about it anymore. It sounds like you do.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I think about sex all the time.
Okay, that's kind of hot actually. Number nine, and this is a huge turn on for me, but don't let that sway your answer. Would you ever suck on a girl's toes?
Yes.
You say it so quickly.
Because I would. There's no hesitation.
Like you eat it like an appetizer.
No, I would totally. Like even if she's like just went to the gym, I'd pull that sweaty sock off with my mouth.
Oh.
And just go down and start sucking on her toes.
Alex. Oh.
I would
nasty.
Totally do it. You know, when you love someone, you're willing to go all the way.
I mean, I would if I had to, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Well, I mean, I don't think I would dictate it. Like, go in the shower and wash your toes so I could come over and suck them.
I had a guy do that to me once. He was, like, so anti-toes, and I was, like, determined to get this guy to suck my toes. So finally, one time we were out of town, and I was like, tonight's the night. Make it happen. He's like, okay, go take a shower. I wasn't even dirty. He made me go take a shower. Then before I could get out of the shower, he came in the bathroom, dried my feet off, and then piggyback style carried me naked to the bed, laid me down, wouldn't let my feet touch anything.
Because he was about to put them in his mouth.
Uh-huh. And then he sucked on my toes for like a second, screamed like a bitch, and it was over.
For a second? And then he screams.
Well.
Like, wow, I can't believe I did that? Or like scream out
no,
of joy?
I mean,
like,
it was
oh my
just
God.
Like, it was like over fast. He was like, ew, oh God, it hurts. And then it was done.
How does that hurt?
You know who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Everything hurt him. Which part of a girl's body do you think tattoos look best?
Right on the vagina.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Right down there.
Yeah, right there.
Interesting. Can you tell me about a time you've seen a tattoo right there?
I think girls have tattoos everywhere. I've seen little Playboy bunnies. I've seen hearts. I've seen butterflies. I've seen dragons.
Right when you unzip the pants, that's where you like it, huh?
Yeah, boom.
Okay.
It's like a surprise.
Okay. All right. We've got so many more questions here. We've got so many more topics to cover, but we're actually coming to the end of our time. So again, please find us on facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. I've had a lot of fun tonight.
It's good fun.
Thank you to everyone who's called in.
Shout out to the callers.
Shout out to our callers with their awesome questions.
Shout out to the East Coast.
Yeah, they're busy. It's late night. They're having a good time out there, huh?
Always.
Yeah. You can also find us on Twitter at oralstim.com or oralstim@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys.
Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good